Welcome to day 11 of the Overcoming Call Reluctance 30-day coaching system. My name is Nancy, and if you're in your manual on number one, you'll see that it asks you to describe how you help people, the benefits your product, service, or job has for others, and I would say your business has for others. The reason I love this question is because I think sometimes, especially when we're doing things that challenge us and that make us fearful, we get really stuck in our heads. And what we don't even realize is that by becoming so fearful and so focused on our own, you know, issue, that we really get self-centered. And for women who are typically very generous and very self-sacrificing, it may be a little shock to hear me say that we get self-centered. But when you think about it, when you're really preoccupied with your own fear and your own, you know, stories and everything that's going on, your focus isn't on other people, and it's not on how you could help other people. So this is a great question to get you back focused on, what are you doing this for? Why are you in this business? If you're in a business that you know helps people, then isn't it kind of your duty or your obligation to share it with everybody you can? To me, this gets back to mission. And whether you use the word, you know, mission or your purpose in life, I believe that everybody has a mission in life, meaning there's a reason that they're here. There's a reason that God put you on this earth with the gifts and talents that you have. And I believe that purpose is to help other people. I think if it was just something that was self-serving, it would kind of be a waste. So whatever your mission is, and if you haven't taken the time to do any thoughtful, you know, work on what your mission is, it might be a good time to do that. You need to think about how your business helps you fulfill your mission. So for example, my mission, as I've stated it, has always been to help people or help inspire people to live an uncompromised life. And when I look at my business, that is exactly what I do in my business, is I help people overcome what's stopping them from achieving the success they want and what's helping them or what's hindering them from, you know, having the life of their dreams. So when I'm working my business, I'm right on mission or right on purpose, as I say it. So really think about that higher purpose that you have. And then when you're in that frame of mind, see if it isn't easier to push through your fear and making that phone call when you know what it could do for somebody else. So I'm not going to walk you through each of the exercises today because it's day 11 and I think you guys get it. But I want you to just stay in that place today of how you can help and benefit someone else. Get out of your own head and into, you know, the energy of how it is that you can help somebody else. Have a great day, and I will talk to you tomorrow.